720 WGN on the road with Dane here live in the Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue. The avenue, the streets of Chicago filled with cars. The streets at Road America are going to be filled with some of the best and most talented drivers in the world as the Verizon IndyCar Series heads to Road America for the Kohler Grand Prix. The man with his hand on the pulse of so much of it is on the line with us, the communications director over there, John Everett. John, welcome back to WGN.
Hey, Dane, thanks for having me.
This is the eve of excitement, correct? Because there's so much going on. I know that the place is packed and excited as people are camping and enjoying all of the activations and getting ready for a big day of racing tomorrow.
Absolutely. We're definitely gearing up for the Kohler Grand Prix. It's going to be happening all weekend long. 11 races over the course of the weekend between USF 2000 Pro Mazda, Indy Lights, also the Mazda MX-5 Cup. It's just incredible how many cars we got out there. Pirelli World Challenge. So you've got a myriad of races going on, always something going on track, culminated with the Kohler Grand Prix Sunday. Green flag's going to drop at 12:10. So it's very, very exciting. Weather couldn't be more beautiful. Sunny, mid-70s, no wind, no rain in sight for the rest of the weekend. So you can't ask for anything better than that.
Great racing weather, great Johnsonville Brat weather. I saw some of the social media. Graham Rahal was out there golfing. And, of course, you guys have world-class golf out there in the area as well. So he's ready to go.
Yeah, a lot of these drivers have had some time off, and that's really good. The majority of comments that we've been receiving from racers from all the series that are here competing is that it feels really good to be coming back to Road America. They're excited about being able to get some laps on track, get out on course, and some guys have had some downtime to definitely play some golf, do some sightseeing, things like that. So this area couldn't be more better for golfing and coming up and enjoying some of what Kohler has to offer in as far as golfing, plus also what the area has in general. So the fans are just streaming in, and we couldn't be happier because there's still plenty of tickets available. Plenty of camping available, but it's just a real big party, and we're excited about it.
So limited tickets available. You say plenty, but you want people to make that decision, pull the trigger, and get on up there and see you for the rest of today and, of course, tomorrow for the big race. So people want to do that. They want to head up. You're just a couple hours away, a nice kind of summer road trip drive to get up there and see you. Talk a little bit about how people can get tickets, how they can participate, and then are there still any of the options for tomorrow's like bus ride where you're actually driving the people?
Yeah, well, it's super easy to get tickets. You can print at home and definitely breeze right through the gate. Just go to roadamerica.com and look everything up. The buses will be making their way up here on Sunday. Those are still available as well. Plus, you can also purchase tickets at the gate. So something to keep in mind for families is that anyone 16 and under gets in free with a paying adult at the gate. So that's something to think about. Mom and dad can grab a ticket, and the whole family, the rest of the family can get in for free if they're under 16 years old. So that's a great family outing. One of the things we wanted to do to make sure as far as catching the Kohler Grand Prix was to be able to come in middle of the day, enjoy the race, and still be able to get home and probably watch a delay on television later on that evening. Or if you DVR it on TV, you can probably watch it on TV and maybe even see yourself waving at the camera. So the weather couldn't be better. Plenty of tickets still available. We ask everybody to print at home. Come straight through the gate and breathe right on in and have a great time because you're not dedicated to a seat at Road America. You can move around the entire facility.
Yeah, and every ticket is a pit pass, too, so you can get up close and personal with the drivers, with the cars, see a lot of that action that happens right up close. And we know about the racing action, but also, and you mentioned the families, there's a lot for them to do. You've got the go-karts, you've got the frisbee golf, you've got a lot of different cool things going on.
Right, zip lining, family fun zones, disc golf, go-karting, everything's going to be available, so we encourage everybody to really come up and enjoy the Road America experience. 14 concession stands located throughout the facility, great places to catch a bite to eat and watch while you're enjoying your lunch. So there's lots of things for families to see and do. Again, make sure you come prepared, bring some sunscreen, bring some water, but if you don't have anything, you can grab that at the paddock shop as well and pick up some souvenirs for the event. The Kohler Grand Prix weekend featuring Pirelli World Challenge, Mazda MX-5, Indy Lights, just going to be incredible because there's always something on track, there's always something to see and do.
Yeah, bring your appetite as well, some great food on tap from all those concession stands, as you mentioned, of course, and our good friends over at Johnsonville as well. And last time, the website, people can get their tickets, print them out, and come up and see you.
Absolutely. RoadAmerica.com. Print it home and just breeze right on through the gate. Can't ask for anything better than that.
John Everett, Communications Director up there. Congratulations on getting into another great race weekend and the best of luck for everything. And thanks for being on the show today.
Thanks, you guys.